Welcome to the Social Skills Coaching Podcast, a joint production of Newton Media Group and Patrick King Consulting. Today is Friday, August 20th, 2021. Today's episode is adapted from Patrick King's book, The Art of Witty Banter, Be Clever, Quick, and Magnetic. It's available on Amazon and Audible. Check the show notes for links to those. Captivating stories. Captivating is a pretty strong word, and as such, it's probably something that we want to strive for in our interactions. When we think of a captivating person, what kind of mental image comes to mind? If you were to choose a picture for a captivating person in a dictionary, what would the person be? What is this person expressing? How are they acting? And what are you watching them do? More often than not, this person is going to look like they're on a stage or pulpit, gesticulating grandly and expressively with an emotion-filled face. And I would also bet that this person is in the middle of weaving an engrossing tale that captivates his or her audience. Indeed, if you think about it, it seems that only with storytelling can we mesmerize and charm others into hanging on to our every word. Okay, that's up for debate, but determining whether or not that is true is not the aim of this chapter. No one can deny that storytelling is an important element of memorable conversations and discussions that you want to have. The question is always how to capture this elusive skill and make it your own. Therefore, in this chapter, I want to present a few perspectives on how you can use storytelling in your everyday conversations and even small talk. It's helpful to first take the mystique away from the whole concept of storytelling. What is storytelling? It's just telling someone about something that happened. That's all. Of course, there are better and worse ways to do this, but at the core, storytelling is just talking about the past in a way that makes people pay attention. The first part we have no problem with. We've all described our pasts, and we all have great experiences worthy of being told. But the second part is typically the challenge. With that in mind, let's see how we can get better at storytelling. A life of stories. To get better at stories, we have to begin to recognize them in our daily lives. No, seriously, we don't think of our lives as being very interesting on a day-to-day basis, but we do quite a bit more than we realize. It's not that every day you're engaging in a massive protest that you can tell your kids about, or you were chased by a wiener dog down a dark alley, whereupon a man dressed as a parrot saved you by tackling the dog. These stories are self-evident and don't need any organization or special way of telling them to make an impact. We have to draw from our daily lives. And believe me, there is plenty to draw from. It's just a matter of seeing the many stories that are inherent in our everyday existence. What is the definition of a mini story in this context? So, what do you do? I'm a marketing executive. Well, not that. That's going to get a reply of, oh, cool. I'm going to the bathroom now. Goodbye. Let's try that again. So, what do you do? I'm a marketing executive. I deal mostly with clients. Just last week, we had a crazy client that threatened to send his bodyguards to our office. I definitely wish I'd dealt more with the creative side. There we go. This will probably garner a stronger response than wanting to escape to the bathroom, such as, oh my God, did he actually send them? Tell me more. That's a mini story. It's answering questions or spontaneously sharing briefly using the elements of a story, an action that occurs to a subject with some sort of conclusion. As you can see above, a brief mini story will create exponentially more conversation and interest than any answer to the question, what do you do? All you needed was three sentences. Try reading it out loud. It takes less than 10 seconds, and you've jam-packed it with enough information to be interesting to anyone. What's great about mini stories is you can also create these before a conversation, so you can have compelling anecdotes at hand in response to very common and widespread questions. The main benefit to creating mini stories ahead of time is to be able to avoid one-word answers that you may be accustomed to using. This can give a sense of confidence going in, because you've prepared for what will come. When you break down the context surrounding a mini-story, they become much simpler. Shoot for 3 sentences that can answer some of the most common conversation topics that will arise. Your occupation. If you have a job that is unusual or nebulous, make sure you have a layman's description of your job that people can relate to. Your week, your upcoming weekend, your hometown, your hobbies, and so on. When you're using a mini story to answer a question, make sure to first acknowledge the question that was asked, but then, realizing that you have something far more interesting to say, you can jump into the mini story, which should be able to stand by itself. How was your weekend? It was fine. I watched 4 Star Wars movies. Okay, I'm going to go talk to someone else now. Let's try again. How was your weekend? It was fine, but did I tell you about what happened last Friday? A dog wearing a tuxedo walked into my office, and he peed on everything. Wait, tell me more. Using mini stories allows you to avoid the tired back and forth of good, how about you, you'll find in everyday small talk. That's the first step to being captivating. It might help to reframe mini stories this way. When people make small talk with you and ask any of the classic small talk questions, they aren't truly interested in the answers to those questions. They want to hear something interesting, so give it to them. This is an important point to repeat. When we ask how someone's weekend was, or what people's travel plans are, we usually aren't that interested in the literal answer. We've already talked about how you should disclose and divulge more about yourself in an effort to find more similarities. And now, you can see another benefit of offering more. Not only that, mini stories are an inside view to the way you think and feel. They give clues to your mindset, personality, and emotional leanings. Learning about those aspects is the first step in allowing anyone to relate and feel connected to you. So it's imperative that you learn how to take any question and expand it to your advantage. It will also encourage them to reciprocate. Mini stories also underscore the importance of providing more details, as mentioned in an earlier chapter, and avoiding one-word answers. Details offer a 3-dimensional description of you and your life. That automatically makes people more interested and invested, because they're already painting a mental picture in their minds and visualizing everything. Details also give people more to connect to, think about, and attach themselves to. With more details, there's a substantially higher likelihood that people will find something funny, interesting, in common, poignant, curious, or worthy of comment in what you have to say. Detail and specificity put people into a particular place and time. This allows them to imagine exactly what's happening and start caring about it. That's why it's so easy to get sucked into a movie. We experience enormous sensory stimulation and almost can't escape all of the visual and auditory detail, which is designed to make us invested. Detailed stories and conversations are inviting others to share a mental movie with you. Beyond giving flavor to your conversation and storytelling, and giving the other person something to ask about, details are important because they elicit emotional engagement. Details remind people of their own lives and memories and make them feel more drawn to whatever is presenting them. Details can compel others to laugh, feel mad, feel sad, or feel surprised. They can control moods and emotions. If you include details about specific songs that played during your high school dances, it's likely that someone will have memories attached to those songs and become more emotionally interested in your story. Share details about all the figurative nooks and crannies, because that's what makes you interesting on an emotional level. Thanks again for joining us today. Don't forget to check out the show notes for the link to the Audible audiobook, The Art of Witty Banter, Be Clever, Quick, and Magnetic by Patrick King. Also, help us to keep this podcast sponsor-free by leaving a review or a rating in your podcast provider. Learn more about Patrick King or get a free mini-book on conversation tactics at bit.ly/PKConsulting. And finally, Let us know what you think, or do you have a question? Email the show at kingpodcast@newtonmg.com or drop us a comment at bit.ly/pkcomment. Thanks for your time, and we'll see you in a couple days.